Wretched Radio begins in 3, 2, 1.
If the God of the Bible really exists, I would go gladly to hell. And anybody happy to go to heaven to worship such a creature is morally bankrupt.
It is because God's wrath is real that his mercy is relevant. Unless you have a real wrath, the biblical concepts of mercy and of grace are robbed of their meaning.
It's time for Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
Welcome to the single saddest day in the history of Wretched Radio.
If you're dealing with the pain of chapped elbows, find freedom with Flarinex.
Warning, side effects include dry mouth, headache, nausea, bloating, cramping, baldness, loss of vision or hearing, sterility, vertigo, irregular bowel movements, and ability to control them. Gangrene, paralysis, osteoporosis, lowered immunity, leprosy, brain damage, internal bleeding. If you're pregnant or nursing or know someone who is, or if you work closely with chemicals, wood, paper, or computers. If your family has a history of cancer, alcoholism, or old age. If you live alone. If you own a car or truck. If you do not live alone. If you are taking other medications such as acetaminophen or ibuprofen. Consult your doctor to see if Flarinex is right for you.
Flarinex, freedom from dry, chapped elbows.
Perhaps you're thinking dried elbows. Very sad, but does that really make this the saddest day in the history of Wretched Radio?
I think the saddest day was when I realized that's a real commercial now.
I think you're right. That spoof delivered by the voice that you just heard, Joey. Why is this now the saddest day? Because Joey and Tony aren't going to be heard as much on Wretched Radio anymore. That's right. We are consolidating all things Wretched into Atlanta, and those two Minnesota homebodies are going to be sitting put in Minnesota. And that means you and I are going to be missing the dulcet tones of one Joe Selness in the future.
I am so good. I am so good. I am so good. I'm so good. Yes, me.
Atheist campfire songs. There's a good memory for you, Joey. Maybe he doesn't think so. Maybe this one will cheer you up a little bit.
Hi, I'm Dewey Cheatham from Marginal Landscape.
Oh, yes, this one.
And for
one
almost
does.
8 months, we've been building a reputation for nearly adequate work priced just above industry standard. Our secret is doing the job quickly, without all the extra measures other companies take, which saves us money. If you are not satisfied or your landscaping needs repair, we will gladly come back to finish the job for the same low price we did the original work for. To contact us, go to our website at www.geocities.com/landscaping/247622.475136.27/marginal/247762139.html. Or call me on my mom's second line at 612-555-1234. That's 612-555-1234. Marginal Landscaping. We don't claim to be the best, and it shows. That number again is 612-555-1234. 612-555-1234. One more time, that's
612-555-1234. Joey, it actually sounds like, Mike, you might have still been living at home with your mother at that point.
Oh, that was not... Yeah, no, that was clearly implied.
That that bit was done, I don't know how many years ago. We've been working together for, I think the other day I said 14, but that isn't right, gentlemen. I think it's been closer to 20 years. And Tony, just in case you think that you're going to skip past this drive past memory lane review of your greatest hits, oh no.
Are you looking for wide phylacteries and long tassels? Need tips for better facial disfigurement while fasting? Find all your pharisaical needs at the Phylactery Factory. They have spices for tithing, soap for ritual hand washing, and strainers for straining out even the smallest of gnats. They also carry an assortment of novelty items like a No Thanks I'm Fasting bumper sticker or a Camel Swallowing Champion t-shirt. They offer a wide assortment of products at prices that are always fair, you see. The Phylactery Factory.
That just hurts.
It just never stops aching. So without getting entirely sentimental, okay, a little bit sentimental, gentlemen, it has been an unmitigated, okay, there's been some mitigations along the way. Overall, it has been an absolute joy to work with two professionals, Joey and Tony, for the last almost 20 years. try to keep from getting all gloppy and sentimental today. So we'll press forward as best we can with your regularly scheduled Wretched Radio program.
It's the Wretched Radio Mail.
You know, actually, before we get to that, do you remember this one from Joey?
Hello, this is Bob Athelstan with Relics, 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 your source for sacred Christian relics. We carry a wide assortment of relics for all purposes, from earthly miracles to heavenly rewards. Right now, we have a special on the one-of-a-kind skull of John the Baptist. Choose from child, teen, or adult. Hurry fast because quantities are limited. The first 100 people who call in to order the blessed skull of John the Baptist will receive a 2-inch by 2-inch piece of the actual cross. Free. Hundreds of thousands of satisfied customers have attested to the miracles happening in their lives since they have owned these palm-sized chunks of the real historical actual cross that Christ himself was crucified on. Pick up our catalog or visit us on our internet site. While you're there, be sure to order our holy plate and chalice dinnerware. Use it the one and original Last Supper. Available in 10 and 20 piece sets. Remember, here at Relics, 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 our motto is you don't need grace when you've got sacred relics. Always at fair prices.
Written and masterfully performed by Joe Selness. All right, here we go.
It's the Wretched Radio.
You know, wait a second. Before we get to that, actually, this...
Oh, my.
Okay, this one, well...
Hi, this is Pastor Bobby. Our church is looking for an associate pastor, and we are wondering if you have what it takes to be on our team. Are you young, good-looking, and quick on your feet? Are you a gifted speaker with an encyclopedic knowledge of pop culture and experience with lasers and cryojets? Do you know how to lead staff meetings and think outside the box? Then you could be our next associate pastor. You'll lead a creative team, plan services, preach 6 times each Sunday, recruit and organize volunteers, answer emails from the congregation, conduct midweek meetings, blog and tweet daily, manage our church's Facebook page, speak at youth group, counsel church members, ignore your children and alienate your wife, burn out and leave the ministry. The adventure of a lifetime awaits you at the most relevant church ever. Christian applicants preferred.
You know how old that bit is? It has nothing to do. And no skinny jean.
And it's more relevant
references.
Now.
Yeah, sadly it is. All right, here we go.
It's the Wretched Radio Mail Call Delivery Bag Q&A Infotainment Nationwide Extravaganza featuring your voicemails, correspondences, communiques, dispatches, memorandums, and misses.
Any special message for all the kids watching at home?
What we need right now is a clear message to the people of this country.
You have 1,200 messages.
That is a bit above average.
Now here's your host, Todd Freakishly Tall Friel.
The mail is here!
Please send your emails with questions, comments, conundrums, snarks, or farewells to idea@wretched.org, idea@wretched.org. I have to confess, gentlemen, I actually am genuinely sad. I have to confess that to you. Nevertheless, send your emails to idea@wretched.org. Hi there. If a family member, whether parents, child, or siblings, is living in unrepentant sin and won't listen, should they be treated like in 1 Corinthians 5? You shouldn't even eat or drink with them. How do you handle that kind of discipline in the family unit? 1 Corinthians 5 is kind of a shortened version of church discipline. And so this is the action that is indeed taken for a church member. Another reason you need to be a church member in your local church, where the elders have made a determination. This unrepentant sinner is in danger. We need to set them outside of the body. Not outside of your family. Now, I recognize that could cause you to go, but I'm a member of the church with them too. Got it. But the authority of the church and the authority of the family, they're two different realms. And so I don't think the expectation with church discipline is you no longer have a relationship with your bio kids or with your parents. That relationship stays intact even when church discipline is being applied to somebody in the family. So I understand why some people, in fact, some people might disagree with that. I happen to think that because of the realms of authority and just some practical things, you've got kids living at home, they get disciplined because of unrepentant sin. Doesn't happen a lot these days. You're going to kick them out? Now, if I could, speaking of kids who are really naughty and persisting in naughtiness, this is a slight aside to this email that was sent in from Jeremy to idea@wretched.org. Relationship, exceedingly important as your kids make their way through the teenage years. You must strive and work super hard to maintain a relationship with them, because if you simply keep trying to apply the rules, keep expecting them to behave at the same maturity level that God has brought you to, you're going to be driving them and pushing them further and further away. And you're going to have a rift that will need an awfully long time to heal, if ever. If they're not saved and you can have that conversation with them, and it appears clear to both of us, honey, that you're not saved, but we're your parents and we love you to pieces. So just know what we want for you is the best thing, and that is Jesus Christ. So we're going to keep preaching the gospel to you, but don't think that our love for you is any sort of stamp of approval for your decision to live the lifestyle that you are choosing. And stay in that relationship with them as they tend to mature through those years. Every kid goes through it. And as they make their way through and start to come to their senses a little bit, they aren't repelled by your teaching because they're not repelled by you. So strive, mom and dad, without letting them hurt themselves in an awful sort of way, without letting them do something illegal. Stay in that relationship. If I might boil it down to a pithy statement, as they make their way through the teenage years, brace yourself. Relationship is more important than rules. Please send your emails to idea@wretched.org, idea@wretched.org. We'll keep dipping into the mailbag and memories of Joey and Tony next on Wretched Radio.
Thanks so much for joining us today. I appreciate when you spend part of your day listening to Wretched Radio. I need to apologize. I'm about to suggest something, that you check out Wretched TV. I'm not apologizing for Wretched TV as such. It's just that it's kind of addictive. So what is Wretched TV? Todd does the hosting, proving he is actually that tall, and you'll find discussions on tough theological issues and various other topics that we in Christendom have to come up against these days. So with advance apologies, please check your local listings to check out Wretched TV, or go to wretched.org/TV, where you will find full-length TV episodes just waiting. It is, after all, the home of all things wretched. wretched.org/TV. And a big thanks to our gospel partners. Their generosity makes Wretched TV available to everyone. If you are able and would consider partnering with us, go to wretched.org/donate for all the details. wretched.org/donate. Wretched. Amazing grace. Amazing gospel.
What does $28 buy these days? Well, for starters, it buys an ultrasound. More importantly, it buys a life.
My pregnancy was unplanned. Abortion was in the back of my mind, but seeing my baby girl moving and hearing the heartbeat, it was so overwhelming. We can't wait to welcome our baby girl into this world.
That is one grateful mommy, and I'm certain it will be one grateful baby who was given life because you provided a free ultrasound through preborn.org/wretched. $28 will provide an ultrasound 80% of the time. A mommy who is choosing the termination of her own child will choose life. Will you please consider supporting this very efficient and life-saving ministry that preaches the gospel? Preborn.org/wretched.
You know someone. You know someone because suicide is an epidemic. Every year, 1 million people take their own lives. It is the third leading cause of death among millennials. 129 people commit suicide each day in the United States. You know someone. You know someone who is in desperate need of help. As Christians, we have the answer that the world fails to provide. 13 Reasons Why You Should Not Commit Suicide is Wretched's newest resource, and it tackles this very topic. As Christians, we have the Word of Life. Let's share it with a world that desperately needs it. With National Suicide Awareness Month coming up in September, would you please visit wretched.org/13 and order your copies of 13 Reasons Why You Should Not Commit Suicide and then hand them out to as many lost and hurting people as you can. wretched.org/13. wretched.org/13. It is ingenious when you think about it. The Mission Ball is a simple soccer ball covered with biblical text, an effective tool for drawing a crowd, making a connection with people, inviting curiosity, and ultimately creating opportunities to proclaim the gospel. Because the Mission Ball is covered with a thorough law and gospel presentation written in ink that doesn't come off very easily. Find out how you can support the Mission Ball. Go to themissionball.org. themissionball.org.
Books of the Bible. Colossians was written by Paul to combat false teaching, which taught adherence to dietary laws and religious festivals, and claimed special knowledge received through visions. Paul argues that Christ's sacrifice and revelation are sufficient for salvation. When you are tempted to add to the gospel, remember, Jesus is sufficient, and you can trust in him. This is Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
Do not thank me for this. You can thank Joey and Tony.
How do you say I love you to that special someone? New from Laodicea Records, love songs for your sweetie.
But you see the real me.
Nothing says I love you, babe, like contemporary Christian music.
Imagine me
and snuggle with your honey.
This is what it means to be held, how it feels.
And if you order now, you get a very special bonus CD, Love Songs for Your Dog. Tell Poochie you're the tops, like only a Christian artist can. But wait, there's more. Order within the next 5 minutes and receive our gorgeous 24-karat diamond-encrusted cross. No other symbol represents romantic love like the cross. Hurry, the clock is ticking and time is short.
That was a brutal trip down memory lane. This is Wretched Radio. If you're wondering what Joey and Tony are going to be doing, they're going to be repenting.
Been doing that for years.
For a
the life of a radio producer is one of repentance.
Especially for collecting this. Now, maybe you thought, probably went into a studio, used the tone pitch thingamajig, Bob, to make sure that it's on pitch, because this clearly is. No, that's not what happened. This is Joey nabbing me singing at various and sundry times to bring you this classic.
The worship album you've been waiting for is almost here.
Let it rain on down, let it rain on me.
Join Todd Friel for a worship experience like no other.
I wake up feeling so sad. Things are happening that are bad. It's enough to make me mad.
But you can make me glad, 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 glad. Whoa, whoa, whoa. I'm so glad because you make me glad.
Get pumped up with Todd Friel.
I want to feel your heartbeat. I want to feel your heartbeat. I want to feel it, feel it. I want the beat. Feel it, the beat. Feeling the beat, 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 feel the beat, feeling the beat.
Get your copy the day after the rapture.
Which I'm pretty certain has happened sometime in 2020. What is this country? Thank you very much for that memory. Now, gentlemen, because we happen to have an entire library of Laodicean worship, only going to allow you to pick one or two or more. Would you like to hear a classic Aerosmith Christian worship album? The Air Supply worship, Bon Jovi, Elton John, George Michael, Guns N' Roses worship, Journey, Led Zeppelin, Queen, I know which one it has to be.
Wow.
It has to be Sean Connery.
New from Laodicea Records, a collection of the worship songs you love, sung by one of the most recognizable voices in the world, Sean Connery.
Shout to the Lord, all the earth, let us sing.
Has Sean Connery become a Christian? That isn't important.
Give thanks to the Lord, our God and King. His love endures forever.
Sean also collaborates with some of today's hippest musicians, like Bob Dylan.
Jesus, Joey.
Lover of my soul.
You go, Bobby.
And Puff Daddy, or P. Diddy, or whatever.
How great is our God. You go, dog.
Yeah, this goes to big.
Order worship song, Sean Connery style, today.
These are the days of Elijah, declaring the word of the Lord.
Classic. Now, you're thinking, okay, well, that bit, pretty genius. But there's no way that he could have concocted Sean Connery Worship Volume 2.
He's back, singing your favorite worship hits.
My God's not dead. He's surely alive. He's living on the inside, roaring like a lion.
That's right. Sean Connery is back with an album full of worship songs for the whole family.
We say yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, yes,
I apologize
Lord.
To Daryl Evans.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, yes, Lord.
And anyone
yes,
listening.
Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, yes, Lord. Amen.
Now, Mr. Connery is still not a Christian, but maybe if you keep buying his albums, he'll become one.
Wow. I am a friend of God. I am a friend of God.
Speaking of people who may or may not be Christians anymore.
I am a friend of God. Right. He calls me friend.
So hold your loved ones tight and sing together with Sean Connery Worship.
Lord, I love the way you hold me. Whoa, oh, 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 oh. Yes, I love the way you hold me. Whoa, oh, 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 oh.
You know, I think, gentlemen, I've actually just come up with a good litmus test for worship songs. If Sean Connery can't sing it, then it just shouldn't be in the hymnary. It just...
Why would we...
Because it doesn't stand up. Please send your emails to idea@wretched.org, idea@wretched.org, as we take a rather sad trip down memory lane. This was sent in from Rodney. How do I talk to my wife who believes she's saved but probably isn't? Well, that's a question that a lot of spouses have to deal with when you marry somebody and maybe you both profess to be Christians, one of you actually did get saved, and then the struggle begins. How do you lead your loved one to the Lord? I would like to suggest to you the starting place actually is 1 Peter, if I'm not mistaken, chapter 2, it might be chapter 3, where Peter gives persecution advice to wives. How do you live with an unbelieving husband? Remember, the whole context of 1 Peter is persecution, but it is living in such a way that it causes people, 1 Peter 3:15, to say, okay, what's up with the hope that lies within you? They might not say it like that, but the goal is live in such a way that people recognize you are different and then want an understanding and an explanation why. Then you can give them the gospel. Peter tells the wife, don't worry about the jewelry and the finer, the stuff. It's the heart. It's the heart. And live in such a way with your husband that he asks you about the hope that lies within you. So live in a way that is so pleasing to a spouse that they see, okay, there's something different going on here. That is the first piece of advice that I would give to you if you are living with anybody who is not saved. If you're a child, if you're a spouse, your parents, your honey isn't saved, your kids aren't, be an amazing spouse, be an amazing kid. That is step number one. Step number two, take a long view. You can't get them saved. You can't do it. You can work against God by being in cage stage. Hey, what's the matter? You know, I think you're a false convert. Let's go listen to Ray Comfort's True and False Conversion because, well, you're the latter. Probably not great. You want to take a long view because you can't get them saved. Be an amazing hubby, be an amazing spouse or kid. And then as you have opportunity, don't argue, don't fight, teach truth. Perhaps in an excited way. So when you discover something in the Bible, you hear a sermon, you could say to your spouse, now this is in this situation, she professes to be a Christian, so presumably should be willing to listen to something. Oh, sweetheart, you got to hear this. This is unbelievable. I just heard this. The guy said, and teach truth in an enthusiastic way by being a great husband or spouse, undergirding your testimony, taking a long view, and for praying like a nobody's business. That's how you live with somebody who isn't saved. Send your emails to idea@wretched.org. This was sent in from Hudson. What about the rulers who are a terror to good works? If they command me to go to prison and or be killed, since I don't sin by going to prison or dying, do I submit or flee? That's a great question. It's always going to depend. We see in the New Testament, Paul did both. There were times when Paul was, when he fled, and there were times when he stayed. Now, we got to be careful because Paul wasn't a lawbreaker. We see Paul willing to actually get arrested and stay under house arrest, even though he appealed to Caesar. he still held himself under the authority of the law. When he fled, I can't recall a time that it was actually from the government officials as much as it was the mobs that wanted to kill him. He fled. He sometimes stayed and took a beating. But I always think that he submitted to the government. Now, what if our government is indiscriminately coming and just and terrorizing and killing people, and they are indeed a reign of terror? I have to, I think that there are some other commands for us that are given about protecting family. And if an evil person intent on just indiscriminately killing you or your family, I think protecting self, it would take a precedent over just allowing somebody to come into your house and start taking out your family members. These questions, these are questions that are hard. And these are questions that I think are going to demand further study. I could have it wrong there, and I could be inconsistent in my presentation of how we apply these things, because these are not easy issues, and I'm not sure any of us really know our final answer until we're in it. But might I suggest, because I don't know if you can hear that knocking on the door, but it sure sounds like the knuckles of persecution. We might need to figure it out sooner than later. This is Wretched Radio.
Here's your invitation to support SOS Ministries. They want to see a God-fearing, gospel-proclaiming church rise up across Uganda and impact the whole of Ugandan society. SOS Ministries hopes to accomplish all of this with community outreach, Legacy Christian Academy, the Ministry of Church Strengthening, and the Shepherd's Training Center to thoroughly equip indigenous pastors. So would you consider supporting SOS Ministries? Go to sosministries.com. sosministries.com.
Titles of Christ. In the Bible, Jesus is given many titles that teach us about who he is and what he has done. Jesus is called the heir of all things. All things were created for Jesus. When Christ returns, all creation will be given to him. And as our mediator, he makes us co-heirs and will share all things with us.
This is Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
Killing two sad birds with one stone. This is Wretched Radio, taking a little trip down memory lane with Joey and Tony. Some of their brilliant work throughout the years, as well, we might not be hearing their voices much anymore. Tony, do you remember the first time I heard your voice? I do. Do you remember 20 years ago, Tony, how we first met?
Yeah. You had the office outside the studio I worked in at KKMS.
Mm-hmm. And you were hired by?
David Christian.
That's right. I think he's still at KTIS, if I'm last, not mistaken. That was last I heard, over there, yeah. Right? So you were hired, and part of your assignment there at KKMS, the cinder block bunker in the middle of the
field.
Which I
didn't know till later, by the way.
You didn't know that that you were basically going to be producing the show that we were doing afternoons, I think, at the time. Were we mid-afternoons at the time, or 3 to 6?
3 to 6.
3 to 6. And I said to David...
Tom came on after us, didn't he?
Yeah, maybe Tom Marsland was still there. And we were doing maybe 2 to 4, yep, and then he was doing 4 to 6. Okay. And you were going to be producing the show, and I didn't know you from Adam, although, well, I do, because, you know, that's really not a biblical statement, is it? Because we all know each other in Adam, because we were... All born in Adam.
Yep. By the way, theological Adam, point I think is Adam died.
That David Christensen said, this is the fellow who's going to be producing the show. And my first words, without knowing you, were, that's fine, but he doesn't say anything.
That's right. All he has to do is push the buttons.
Just push the buttons. I don't want to hear a peep out of this fellow. I didn't know Tony at all. So I'm walking by through the studio, and this is when I knew, nope, going to change that rule. I was singing a song that's still stuck in my head. If you remember this, Tony, so let's see if your timing is the same as it was 20 years ago. I'm walking through the offices of the studio, didn't realize that Tony was in the presence of my dulcet tones as I sang Scooby-Dooby-Doo.
You're just a brown cartoon dog.
Scooby-Dooby-Doo. And that's when I realized, yeah, he's got chops. And that began 20 years of you and me talking.
I still sing that song and it drives people nuts.
Are you sure it wasn't this?
No. Don't, I don't know what you got up your sleeve. Love me true. Stop
oh
it.
Oh, my.
Stop
all
it.
All my dreams.
Actually, you know what? Instead of that, Joey, if you would be so kind, as we're going down memory lane, could you possibly find a commercial from, let's say, Luther's West Side Volkswagen? Well, this will be a, not that anybody's still listening to this here Wretched Radio program, but give or take 17, 18 years ago, one of our sponsors was Luther's West Side Volkswagen. That was Steve Hendricks. He was a good man. He was a Lutheran, you know.
He was.
I don't know why I'm
probably
talking
still
about
is.
Him in past tense. He's alive and well. And we had to do commercials every single month. Joey, let me know when you have that bad, but you got it? All right, here's a... No?
Not yet.
You let me know. In the meantime...
Joey's got everything somewhere.
And I'm afraid of that. So
you're afraid.
I don't have the melodrama. I still could never find that.
I don't know what...
The
you know what
Purity Ring skit?
Was that the one where...
Trish
oh,
and Melissa?
Where we were the girls.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my.
I never found that.
I don't know why that got lost, but
I
you
think
got some, me singing
I would think
Elvis.
That someone had deleted it.
All right, while you're looking
sure
for
capable.
This, I'm going to play that. This will kill two birds with one stone. Some of the brilliant work of Joey and Tony throughout the years. That's one bird. No, that's one stone with two birds. Whatever the saying is. And... this will allow us to demonstrate again. We're just cutting edge here on Wretched Radio because we now are going to be the first radio program to play anything Christmassy.
And in the same region, there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night.
Oh my.
And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. And the angel said to them,
"Fear not, I bring you..."
"Don't worry, we're not scared,"
said one of the shepherds.
"This is a sign of God's approval of us."
The angel continued,
"I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior."
"Hey, I met you before, didn't I?"
asked one of the shepherds. The angel replied,
"I don't believe so. Anyways, unto you is born a Savior."
"Yes, I
probably
did.
Not.
It was 5 years ago when I almost died. I went to heaven. I got to meet Moses and David, and I swear you were there too."
"That's not how it works. Christ the Lord, this will be a sign..."
"Wakey, wakey, angels,"
yelled a shepherd.
"I sense angels all around us. Time to wake up, angels. God's chosen generation is awakening
wow.
around us."
The angel hovered in dumbfounded silence. Suddenly, there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest."
"Excuse me,"
yelled another shepherd.
"Is one of you the angel of the breaker anointing? I've been looking for the angel of the breaker anointing because I've got some big stuff going on and I need a breakthrough into increase."
Another shepherd cut in.
"My friend met an angel named Emma, and he said that she performed miracles all over his town."
"That has nothing to do with us. We are here to announce the birth of the Son of God. Perhaps we should find a different group of shepherds."
When the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds began to search the fields for angel feathers and gold dust in hopes that they could recreate the feeling of that moment, not realizing that they had been invited to meet the King, Jesus Christ.
That was actually kind of poignant at the end. That must have been when the NAR business was just breaking, and no pun intended, and people were getting introduced to some of the absolute...
No, I think that was Marianne Williams.
She was a part of the Breaker anointing. Was that her deal? All of that. Well, the gold dust, that was a part of it. The angel feathers and the wakey-wakey.
I think this
wakey.
Was the emergent.
Yeah. Well, the wakey-wakey, that's NAR that's, business. That's
yeah, this is all
so
NAR.
Far.
Those are real things. Emma the angel, real thing.
Those were all real things. And they still go on to this day. And you would have thought people would have said, that can't possibly
makes
be
you wish
biblical.
For the days of the prayer of Jabez, doesn't it?
Boy, those were good old days. I'm not suggesting that I have bitter memories about being fired because of the prayer of Jabez. But apparently my territory wasn't exactly going to increase when I criticized it on the radio. You know, discretion sometimes means you don't make fun of ridiculous twistings of scripture. and have people repeat a prayer over. If that prayer actually were intended to be that rabbit's foot that it was turned into, people would still be praying it today, but they're not. Joey, did you find anything from the past?
I did. It's in your folder.
Oh.
Look under Luther.
Oh, do I Martin? Have to? All righty. I'm going to guess that this happens to be, yep, this is the one I thought it might be. All right, this takes you back 15, 17 years ago. We did about 12 of these different commercials every single month.
Luther's Westside Volkswagen is proud to present me, Todd, in our first ever musical commercial.
Oh, boy.
I can sing.
Yeah, like Jim Carrey movies are good for your kids.
This musical commercial is called Luther's Westside Volkswagen Story.
Shouldn't it be just Westside Story?
Yeah, but this commercial is special.
Special? Yeah, and smoking is good for your lungs.
The first song is about the Sharks versus the Jet-us. Oh, Jettas. Jettas.
Stop that.
Play it cool, boy. Don't worry. The salespeople aren't sharks, and you'll feel pretty, oh so pretty, cruising around in your new Volkswagen.
Listen, Luther's Westside Volkswagen isn't about music. It's really about the fact that Luther's Westside is the region's number one Volkswagen dealer, and that means great deals
and
for you.
And that means there's a place for you at Luther's.
And even though Luther's Westside Volkswagen has a brand new show floor, they still offer the same great value and friendly service.
Maria, I just sold a car to Maria.
The new car lot is on the north side of Highway 100 on Cedar Lake Road. The pre-owned lot is still on the south side of Highway 100 on Cedar Lake Road. And now their slogan,
Luther's Westside Volkswagen, Officer Krupke might pull you over just to look at your Volkswagen.
Oh my. The real slogan.
Luther's Westside Volkswagen, drivers want.
Since when are commercials 6 minutes long? Oh, that was only 60 seconds.
Seemed like 6 minutes, didn't it?
Sorry.
Yeah.
It's been 20 years of that, gentlemen.
Wow.
I have to confess at this moment, I'm surprised that any of us still have a job, frankly.
Well, we only have certain skills, so, you know.
Send your emails to idea@wretched.org, idea@wretched.org. This is sent in from Joshua. An atheist friend brought up a rather interesting verse, Isaiah 45:7. How should we answer believers when they bring that up? I remember Dan Barker brought up this verse when we did a debate with him at the University of Minnesota 50 or 60 years ago. God saying, I form the light and I create darkness. I make peace and I create evil. Oh, boy, what do we do with that? This happens to be a favorite verse of the atheists who love to take this and say, God is the one who is culpable for evil. And we know that ain't right, so why do they bring up this verse? Because it appears then to contradict the goodness of God and that God cannot sin, he cannot lie, he cannot do evil. And so they throw it in your face as some sort of a ha ha ha, gotcha, a ha ha ha. Not so fast. There are multiple ways of responding to this, and you can pick your favorite, or you can pick the one, frankly, that you have the most time for, because as is typically the case, when it comes to dealing with something tricky that's theological, it's going to take a little bit more time, but you should be ready to give an answer for, hey, what's the deal? Isaiah said that God created evil. Did he? We will answer that question and your emails as we trip, and I mean trip, down memory lane here on Wretched Radio. And now a message from our brothers and sisters in China.
If I have 1 minute for American brothers and sisters, I just beg them to pray for the supply of the Bibles, and God will open the door for the Chinese people to hear the love of Christ.
The government of China tightening the screws, doing everything that they can to eradicate Christianity from their communist regime. Our brothers and sisters, they have a prayer. It is not that the persecution would stop. It is that they would receive the word of God. There are a paucity of Bibles in China, and we can change that and provide the word of God for our brothers and sisters who are being persecuted, not just in China, but around the globe. Bible League International, $5 per Bible. Will you answer their prayer? Wretched.org/Bible.
What do you, surfing, and COVID all have in common? That's right, you can't go out surfing because of COVID. So instead, you should surf the web and go to wretched.org. Are we proud of what we just did there? No, we're not.
but you should still go to wretched.org. You can watch our half-hour TV shows, listen to our hour-long radio programs, or swing by the Wretched store to find sound biblical resources. And while you're there, would you consider becoming a gospel partner? Every dollar you give is gratefully stewarded and put towards spreading the gospel. So if you are a gospel partner, thank you very much. We are extremely grateful for you. If you're not, would you please prayerfully consider becoming a gospel partner today? Head on over to wretched.org for all things wretched. Wretched.org.
Don't you just hate it when somebody says, oh, you gotta see this video? Well, then prepare to hate this because, oh, you gotta see this video. I'm looking at poor people in Eastern Europe receiving care packages from the Tomorrow Clubs. You're familiar with this amazing ministry in Eastern Europe in poor nations. They bring the gospel to little teeny tiny villages, can hardly call them towns. The kids gather, they get loved on, they get treats, and they get the gospel. But now, due to the COVID pandemic, poor people are even poorer. The Tomorrow Clubs are responding in tangible acts of kindness, putting together care packages to bring to the parents of these kids, and with it, they're bringing the gospel. Would you please visit tomorrowclubs.org/wretched, see the work that they're doing, and consider supporting the effort to bring the gospel to Eastern Europe, tomorrowclubs.org/wretched.
Important dates in Christian history. 1738. John Wesley's conversion eventually leads to the founding of the Methodist Church. Although he had no intention of forming a separate denomination, Wesley's followers left the Anglican Communion and founded churches throughout England and America. This is Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
Not that atheists can actually go to camp this summer, but if they did, they might be singing this.
'Cause the revolution never ends, it just goes on and on, my friend. Some creature started changing and stopped knowing what it was, and we don't have proof, but we choose to believe it, because evolution never ends.
Oh, the joy of being an atheist, the songs and the memories the kids have when they leave atheist camp.
A cosmic accident, yes we are. A cosmic accident, yes we are. A cosmic accident, yes, we are. Oh, no. There's no God.
A little scary. That's a memory for you. One that we really shouldn't have relived, but we did anyway, as this is the last day of, I think we should just call it 20 years. That just sounds better. Like, yep. We should get a watch or something for this. Tony, Joey, and I together, they're going to be staying in Minnesota while everything happens here in sweltering Atlanta, and I am going to miss these two guys more than I thought I was. It's sort of, you're like a pair of socks. No, that's not a good analogy.
No.
They're like a comfortable robe that you just put on.
Two friends. No, don't go there either.
No, not that's not good either. Warm glass of milk.
More like an addiction you can't kick.
That's a rash. I think a rash is probably best. It's just there, it won't go away, and you're reminded of it constantly as you're tempted to scratch it.
Exactly.
Okay, not exactly working either, but the point is, gentlemen, it's been an absolute trip. And every day for the last 20 years, at least 5 days a week, yikes, for the last 20 years, that's got to be thousands of programs together.
Yeah.
And this is going to be the, sadly, last one. And so we are sad here. And things won't be the same. And actually, though, when you think about it, that might not be the worst thing.
Ladies, do you enjoy receiving candles as gifts? Well, then
remember that bit?
Oh,
man,
no.
There's a gazillion of them that we've got here. Don't worry, we will not pound you with them. Nor will Joey pound you with the sound effects that he found. Nevertheless, taking a trip down memory lane.
Carefully curated over the years.
Carefully curated.
Well, you make it sound all fancy schmancy, but the reality is, there's just sound effects that we never need to hear ever again. So, gentlemen, I thank you very much for 20 years and for always being gentlemen and for being godly brothers and for your patience with me and for demonstrating that three guys, two of whom have baptism really wrong, can still get along together.
Can't let it go.
No. How could I? But truly, I think if nothing else, we have demonstrated that over the years. Now, Tony, you haven't always been a Lutheran, but nevertheless, nope. For the last however long that I can remember, frankly, you've been a Lutheran, and Joey's a Presbyterian, years, yeah. And I'm a mutt. But nevertheless, we get along, and oh, that the body could model that more and more. There's nothing wrong, per se, with denominations. I think it's his patient gift to us. Because we're knuckleheads and we can just butt heads over things. And so he allows us to huddle together in little groups. But those little groups shouldn't be a closed huddle, because that would be the sectarianism that I don't think God approves of, that we can get along. We can love one another. We can do service together as long as truth is in the center. If it's not in the middle of it, then you ain't got nothing. You certainly don't have fellowship. But where the essentials are there and you have truth, then you should have fellowship. And I think, gentlemen, if nothing else, that has been one of the greatest joys of doing this with you. And it wasn't really hard, oddly enough.
No.
It wasn't like, oh, great, here we go again with Joey and Tony, the Lutheran and Presbyterian. Well, there were a few days, but
hey,
overall,
I'm delightful and you know it.
Every single day. Your email sent to idea@wretched.org. Be prepared for Isaiah 45:7. The text actually reads, depending on which translation you prefer, I am the Lord and there is no other. I form the light and create darkness. I make peace and create calamity. I, the Lord, do all these things. You say, well, that's not so hard. God can control the weather, and so if he wants to send a calamitous storm, he can do that. He's not sinning. But the Hebrew word, I believe, is ra, if I'm not mistaken. Some translations say, I create evil. And the atheists love to just throw that up and go, so there you go. God's responsible for evil. No, he's not. There is nothing in the universe that doesn't exist if it were not for God. Now, we have to be super careful with this, but at the same time, we don't want to kick the can down the street, nor do we want to apologize for God. Evil wouldn't exist if God did not permit it. It would not be on this planet if God ordained never any evil, and it wouldn't be here. You can look forward to that day when eternity begins. You can expect to not experience evil. You will not experience sin. Because God will make sure that it never makes an appearance again. But it's here now. And God, he is the one who is sovereign over all things. And that means evil too. Now the atheist is going to say, well, why doesn't he stop it then? Because God has a greater good in mind because of it. He has a greater goal with evil than we can ever imagine, and that is for us to know God in more of his fullness than we could if we lived in a sinless state. We can know about God's mercy and his patience and his kindness and his forgiveness, and we can appreciate Jesus Christ. You wouldn't be able to do all of that without evil. And so God permits evil so that we can enjoy him more for eternity. Is he responsible for evil? Most certainly not. He does not commit evil. We do, but he most certainly ordains it, which means there is nothing that escapes his attention. God is the one who has permitted evil because ultimately it is for our good and for his glory. You might want to be ready to explain that to an atheist. And incidentally, if you don't have that theology straightened out in your noggin, you would do well to get it figured out, because it is almost certain something bad or evil is going to happen in your life. And you should know that nothing happens to God's children, only for God's children. And that includes bad things. Please note also the difference between what is calamity and what is something that is sinfully evil. God can indeed, if he wants to take out your house with a tornado, that is not a sin for him to do so. It's not. It's his house. It's his wood. It's his electricity. It's you're his. Everything belongs to him, and he can do what he wants with it. He lets us use this stuff, and that ain't a sin. Now, somebody murdering somebody, does God take credit for that? No. No, he doesn't. All that credit goes to little old us. And because of Jesus, it can all be forgiven. This is what makes grace amazing. Send your emails to idea@wretched.org, idea@wretched.org. I don't think I'm going to do any better with this particular email than I've done in the past. Nevertheless, I'm going to try to give it a go simply because it's persisted. And this is, if you can maybe help me out with this, apparently I have just not explained this well. Because people continue to either post or to write. The question, Jeff represents everybody just as good as anybody else does. On the July 27th radio show addressing Grace to Use opening their church, we are confused on obeying the government concerning the wearing of masks and opening churches. Please explain the difference between the government overreaching to keep churches closed and the government mandating the wearing of masks. And again, this seems to be something I am doing a miserable job at explaining. But it's as simple as there's a difference between, say, a speeding law and some sort of white-collar crime law. You'd go, well, they're just different laws. Embezzlement, well, that's a different statute than speed doing 55 in a 20. It's a different law, and it's in a different realm. For the government to impose a law that you might not like about wearing masks, should they do that or have done that in your town, I don't think that's an overreach. You can disagree and not like it, but it's not an overreach. And they're not telling us, here's the key, to sin. When they get into the ecclesiastical the realm of authority, that's when things get dicey. That's inside of the church. Who's the head of the church? It's not Caesar. It is Christ. And so when they start telling us to do something that would be considered sin, that's when we're given Daniel 6 and Acts 4 and 5 permission to not obey. But not doing church and not wearing a mask, they're just two different things. Now, if you can tell me where my thinking is off, send an email to idea@wretched.org. If you can explain that better, please do idea@wretched.org because I'm doing my level best. And as we sign off, gentlemen, I love you both. I am grateful to you both. I thank you both. I am going to miss you both, I think, more than I ever realized. And on behalf of everybody who has benefited from your sense of humor, your wit, your timing, your creativity, your wisdom, on behalf of the tens and tens of people who will miss you too, I say thank you, Godspeed, and God bless you.
Thanks.
And until tomorrow.
It's been an honor.
Go serve your king.